Amid a light and jovial mood, 31 freshman lawmakers took the oath of office for the first time on Wednesday.
State your name.
Frank Kilby.
Do solemnly swear.
Democratic Representative Dominic Moreno of Commerce City is one of a dozen mostly freshman Latino lawmakers. He's also one of 8 openly gay legislators, the most in state history.
The more diversity you have in representative government, the better decisions that are going to be made for the people of Colorado, because Colorado is a very diverse place, so it only makes sense the government also reflect that diversity.
Freshman Democratic Representative Joseph Salazar of Thornton is also pleased by the makeup of the General Assembly.
The beauty of it is that no matter how diverse the communities are, we're all impacted by the economy. So all of us, we have an idea of what we want to do in order to help generate jobs for everybody.
But Salazar says he won't shy away from the thornier issues that directly impact the Latino community. He wants to roll back what he says are strict immigration laws.
Some of the legislation that we had in 2006 during that whole anti-immigration fervor.
Lawmakers are also expected to once again take up a controversial measure that would lower college tuition rates for illegal immigrant students who graduate from Colorado high schools. The African-American community also has greater representation at the Capitol. Freshman Representative Javon Melton of Aurora says he wants to focus on helping working and poor families. And Melton says he thinks the high number of black lawmakers is part of a growing trend.
I think on a national level, a lot of my colleagues and a lot of people around the state have just really been inspired by Obama and by that movement. And so they want to make sure that their voice is being heard. They want to have an active role in government. And so I'm really excited to see that change and that momentum.
Despite the celebration of diversity, Wednesday was a more difficult day for Republicans who lost control of the Colorado State House in November's election. House Minority Leader Mark Waller of Colorado Springs acknowledged the change in power during his opening day speech.
Titles and majorities may shift, but our responsibilities to our constituents stay the same. Mr. Speaker, I know you and the members of your caucus are here to promote the best policy for the people of the state of Colorado. And I want you to know that Republicans are here to do the same.
Lawmakers will tackle a host of hot-button topics over the next 120 days, such as oil and gas regulations, the death penalty, and gun laws. And Colorado's first openly gay speaker, Mark Ferrandino, got a loud round of applause when he made his push for the passage of a civil unions bill.
The political function of rights is precisely to protect minorities from oppression by majorities. In that spirit, we must acknowledge that all committed couples deserve equal protection under the law.
A similar measure narrowly failed last year and ground the legislature to a halt in the final days of the session. The 2013 bill has already been introduced in the Senate, and it's expected to easily pass the Democratic legislature. Next up, Governor John Hickenlooper will outline his priorities for lawmakers and the session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.